From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama urged civic and religious leaders around the world to unite in the fight against what he called the false promises of extremism. The president rejected the notion that terrorist groups represent the religion of Islam.
Now, leading up to this summit, there's been a fair amount of debate in the press and among pundits about the words we use to describe and frame this challenge. So I want to be very clear about how I see it. Al-Qaeda and ISIL and groups like it are desperate for legitimacy. They try to portray themselves as religious leaders, holy warriors in defense of Islam.
Mr. Obama rejected that notion. He also appealed directly to prominent Muslims to do more to distance themselves from brutal ideologies. The head of a Nigerian militant group, Boko Haram, is threatening to disrupt the upcoming elections in Nigeria. And look, takes a look.
Nigeria has about 5 weeks to go before March 28th nationwide elections, already postponed once for security reasons. Boko Haram had seized control of large parts of the northeast and was threatening the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. National Security Spokesman Mike O'Meary tells VOA that at least 16 towns have now been retaken in the northeast. The news comes as Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau renewed the sect's pledge to disrupt elections. Boko Haram condemns democracy as usurping Allah's authority and wants to create an Islamic state. And look, Dakar.
The White House says Russia and Ukrainian separatists are not living up to the ceasefire agreement negotiated last week in Belarus. He warned that this puts the Russians at risk of what were called greater costs. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to hold an emergency session today on the crisis in Libya. The government in neighboring Egypt directed its attention to the situation this week after Islamic State militants beheaded 21 Egyptian Christians in Libya. The United Nations says conflict-related deaths and injuries among Afghan civilians rose 22% in 2014, mostly because of an increase in ground fighting between warring parties. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilian casualties documented in its annual report is the highest in a single year since 2009. Speaking in Kabul, UNAMA Director of Human Rights, Georgette Ghanian, said the rise in casualties is due to intensified ground fighting between Afghan forces and insurgents, using weapons like rockets, mortars, and grenades in and near civilian populated areas. She cited the withdrawal of international forces and combat air support for increased ground engagements. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The United States says it has been withholding some details of nuclear talks with Iran from Israel to prevent those details from being made public and distorted. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters there is no question that some of the things Israel has said about the U.S. negotiating position have not been accurate.
I think it is fair to say that the United States is mindful of the need to not negotiate in public and ensure that information that's discussed at the negotiating table is not taken out of context and publicized in a way that distorts the negotiating position of the United States and our allies.
The State Department spokeswoman confirmed the U.S. does not share everything with Israel. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis says he is optimistic that Greece will receive an extension of up to 6 months for its current European bailout package. Greece plans to make a formal request for the extension on Thursday. Greece has until the end of the month to pay back its European lenders or negotiate a new agreement. Failure could mean default and an exit from the eurozone. The government of Myanmar and Kokang rebels are trading accusations concerning an attack on a Red Cross convoy. The government released a statement accusing Kokang rebels of Tuesday's attack on the convoy, which wounded two people, but the rebels deny the charge. Swiss prosecutors have raided the office of the British banking company HSBC and have announced a criminal investigation into accusations that the bank was laundering money. The raid took place at the offices of HSBC Private Bank Switzerland, according to a statement released by a Geneva prosecutor. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.